Well, it's amazing. It's probably 90 degrees out, but it's football season again. Now, 90 degrees in football, that goes together in Texas, not necessarily in Massachusetts. But we want to welcome in Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. Coach, how are you?
Doing well, Rick. How are you?
Very well, very well. And I know I went to high school in Texas, but this heat is a little bit unusual. So let's get right to it. How has it been for the boys the last couple of weeks with this intense heat?
Now, we're fortunate with our location that the Newell Stadium sitting right on the canal, it actually cools off quite a bit. So it hasn't been as bad as, you know, it could have been, and especially early on in the summer when it was really hot. We were working out at 6 a.m. before the heat really set in, mm-hmm. So we were kind of able to avoid any cancellations or any issues with that.
Well, I want to talk about that, Coach. There was a big article in the paper about Mike Ladoff coming back on to help out with the off-season workouts for not just football players, but all athletes. But that, the weight training program, tell me about how that's gone this past year since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, our kids have had a fantastic off-season. You know, the senior captains got together, you know, 2 days or a day after the Thanksgiving Day game and called Mike on their own and asked him to get involved. And we had a void there in that position, unfortunately, with the loss of Coach Goodhue last year. We didn't have anybody that was, you know, experienced on mm-hmm. our staff to run the off-season program, and Mike was more than willing to step in as long as the kids showed dedication and commitment that he expected, and they've done that. They had a great off season. The numbers of the program were high, not just from the students currently in the high school, but also it was great to see some of the current upcoming eighth graders mm-hmm. Show up and build the family and the community in that note. And you know, we're seeing the benefits of that here early on in camp. We've been able to get more install and more football stuff done because the boys have come back in shape and ready to go.
Yeah, that's huge. And congratulations to Mike Ladoff. He's a very dedicated. There's some great coaches all around the North Shore who give of their time for nothing or less than nothing, and that ought to be mentioned. Dan, what about, you know, there's a lot going on about redoing the weight room at Gloucester High School in honor of Greg Swinson, which is another sad story in its own right. In terms of Greg's passing. But how about the weight training? Was that, were you able to get the kids involved in that anyway during the off season?
Yeah, we're not in that room. We had to move the equipment out. And, you know, it's, like you had mentioned, definitely a worthy cause in that note. And again, talking about people that donate their time for nothing. You know, Mr. Swinson was in that room when I was in middle school in eighth grade, and he would, you gotta get to the weight room, O'Connor, you gotta get to the weight room. And when you came up through the high school, he was a fixture in that room along with some other guys. But as we were cleaning out that weight room, we put the equipment back out underneath the bleachers here at the stadium, which is something that we had experience with doing during the COVID year, mm-hmm. Where we were lifting outside. And so we just kind of picked up, and you talk about, you know, the heat and whatnot and being on the canal, there's no better place to work out than sit here and have the ocean breeze and get the, mm-hmm. the weights going.
Very good, very good. I'm trying to bring up your schedule here. I'll find it in a second. So tell me about you mentioned your captains a little while ago, so tell me about who they are.
Yeah, so we have four. Two of them are returning captains. They were captains last year for us. That's Frank DeSisto and Caleb DeCoste, both running backs, both linebackers on the defensive side of the ball, and just two really great kids. You know, to earn captain as a junior, regardless of what program and what sport and what team it is, shows a tremendous amount of respect amongst your peers, and those two have that. Mm-hmm. They're both returning Northeast Conference All-Stars, coming off great years. And they're joined by two fellow seniors, quarterback Nick Carey and senior offensive lineman Brian Swain. And I couldn't be more pleased from myself, through our athletic director even, and our coaches on staff, just for the commitment that those four gentlemen have put in, as have all of our seniors, really. You know, we preach often that being a captain just put the letter on your chest, but you can be a leader without being a captain. You know, you don't need that C to be a leader. And our seniors really have stepped up in getting kids organized, getting kids focused, setting the tone, setting the tempo at practice, and it's been fantastic.
Well, I want to ask you about attitude because, you know, the last several years have been very difficult for football in terms of getting wins and getting numbers onto the field. But the kids who've been there have remained dedicated. You have remained very positive. And they have had winning sports in all other areas at the high school. I mean, it was a tremendous sports year for Gloucester High School. I'm sure some of these kids were participating in other athletics as well. So tell me a little bit about that attitude about these kids and how they've maintained this this let's go get them attitude.
Yeah, it's a credit to them, you know, to come up here every day and to grind and to stay focused and stay committed and keep working on your craft. In all honesty, the hockey season and the show of support from the community, which I'm sure you've talked about all winter long, just to go to that rink and see the number of fans loud for the entire game and the community that we love and have grown up in, and that's what it was all about, and that's what it always has been about. And I think that our kids, you know, I was most proud of our kids during the winter when they were the ones that were front row of the rink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were the first ones on the fan bus and getting behind their fellow students and cheering and supporting. And they want that, you know, and they want that for themselves. They want to, you know, pack Newell Stadium on a Friday night and feel the same thing that those hockey players felt.
Do you have any multiple sport athletes that you know of, Coach, on the team?
Yeah, we have quite a few. You know, we've got quite a few basketball players, a lot of wrestlers, some baseball players as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got one hockey player who was, last season spent some time between varsity and JV. So, you know, we encourage that. You know, in order for us to sustain, you know, a really good program and not just football program, but a good athletic program, I think, you know, you have to encourage multi-sport athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Gloucester always has been. I think when you walk up and down that athletic hallway and you see all the trophies and the plaques of the teams that were successful, you can point to a very good amount of those players that were multi-sport athletes.
Coach, in our pregame talk here, you talked about being in the building. You're at the O'Malley now, and congratulations on that. Great to have you back in Gloucester where you belong. But also the cooperation among varsity coaches who are at Gloucester High School gives you eyes in the building. Because now these guys, you mentioned Rory Gentile, the baseball coach, and others who keep their eye on the kids. And, you know, the kids know that they know, you know, the coaches know you. And they're gonna keep their eyes out for you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that goes both ways, right? You know, I'm always pushing our students. We meet with all of our players towards the end of the fall season and figure out what they're doing in the winter, what they're doing in the spring, and trying to make sure that they're doing something, whether it's track or wrestling or basketball or baseball or lacrosse. And there's just so many great teachers in the building and great coaches in the athletic program that, you know, we all want what's best for the kids, and that's a successful program. And I think we all understand that takes us all working together and sharing the very few students that we have in Gloucester right now, you know?
Right, yeah. That's
I was in school, and you were the math teacher. This school had almost 1,300 kids.
Right.
And right now we're hovering around 800.
Yeah.
We understand that we have to share, you know, we push each other to push our students and to different programs. And Rory came out to practice the other day and was watching for a little bit. And most of us all played different sports when we were growing up and coming through the school system.
Great tradition there. And, you know, Dan, I'm looking at the schedule, the varsity schedule. The first thing that jumps out at me is you got a bunch of home games finally.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's for sure. You know, we've kind of had a lopsided, you know, home and away split, but definitely excited to have some home games here this fall.
Yeah, you got seven of them, including, I believe, last weekend's scrimmage. Let's start there, Dan. What did you learn from the scrimmage against Ipswich?
You know, the biggest takeaway for us was it comes back to the summer work that they put in. Our kids, it was hot. Our kids were ready to go. they weren't tired. They play, we, you know, with the numbers of being what we're at, we have about 9 or 10 two-way players, and they were ready to go, and they were able to stay up and give max effort where they could, and they played hard. They played with attitude. They played with aggression. They played with enthusiasm, and our sidelines were into the game, you know, every play, and they were loud, and it was fun to be a part of.
Okay, what is would you perceive as the strength of your team this year?
Well, we've got a lot of kids that have played a lot of football over the last couple of years out of necessity. And, you know, I look at a kid like Frank, who we mentioned earlier as a two-year captain. You know, this is his fourth year starting for us. He started a couple of games at running back as a freshman. You know, Caleb was a two-way starter as a sophomore. You know, on the offensive line, we've got a lot of three-year starters on that offensive line or two-year starters on that offensive line. So we're looking to capitalize on that with kids that know what they're doing and know what we want to accomplish and build off of that.
How are the numbers in general, Dan?
We're hovering right around 43 right now. We're hoping to get some kids back here with school starting tomorrow, maybe some of those late stragglers that have been on the fence, maybe have been away for parts of the summer, and then, you know what, maybe I do want to be a part of it, but, you know, 43 right now for what we've got. We've got a larger size freshman class. I was actually kind of taken back a little bit the other day at the scrimmage when I asked for all the freshmen to come see me. Just I had been used to only having a small number of kids come running my way, and it felt like there was a herd coming after me.
Well, that's a good sign. Glad to hear that. All right, so you got one scrimmage coming up, let's see, against Essex Tech. That will be on Friday. Is that correct?
That is correct. Friday at 11 o'clock down here at the stadium.
Okay, and that's always a challenge. They put together a great program at Essex Tech over the years. And then you got the home opener in a couple of weeks against Hamilton Wenham with a new coach over there, but a great tradition at Hamilton Wenham, and that's going to be your first real challenge, I guess, as the season goes on. Do you game plan for these things, Dan? You know, you have so few numbers over the years. I'm sure it's just a matter of playing fundamentals, but are you able to game plan against certain teams?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we scrimmaged Essex Tech last year. You know, and we go into this week here. This is our game simulation week. So we're getting our kids ready for what a typical week would look like. The scrimmage format on Friday is going to be mirroring what a typical game would for the first half of the game. And so we do game plan a little bit, you know, but most of, like you had mentioned, not as in-depth as we would for a, you know, regular season opponent, but we're definitely spending a lot of time focusing on us and what we're doing and where we want to be and correcting our mistakes from Saturday and working on getting ourselves better.
All right. Well, it promises to be a very interesting season, Coach. We hope to do at least one game, maybe a couple more over there at Newell. And in the meantime, I'll be checking in with you from time to time.
Hey, I look forward to it, Rick, and, you know, we're excited here, too.
Fantastic. Thanks, Dan. Be well. Talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care, Coach. Bye-bye. That is Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.